So, Ram, can you comment on another paper from the World Lung Meeting looking at the pivotal trial of afatinib in terms of response based on the type of EGFR mutation?
So just a few basics for those who are listening. Number one, the common mutations we talk about are the exon 19 deletion, L858R. These are the ones that are common. 90%, 85-90% have this mutation. That number is going to change because in the past we've been looking for exon 19 deletion, L858R. Now, when we do this next-gen sequencing, looking at the entire length of the gene, we are going to be finding more and more uncommon mutations in exon 19, 20, 21, 18, et cetera. So the question here is that how good is afatinib in those uncommon EGFR mutation? So the group that presented the data at the Sydney meeting looked at these 75 patients who had this uncommon mutation, EGFR mutation, from the three LUX studies, LUX-2, LUX-3, and LUX-6, and asking a question, how good is afatinib in this patient? So the bottom line is they broke this group into three sets, the de novo T790M mutations, second exon 20 insertions, and the rest that happened exon 18, 19, 20, 21, et cetera. So the bottom line is if you have the de novo T790M mutation, the response rate, partial and complete response rate, the afatinib is about 14%. And with exon 20 insertion, just about half, around 8%. But the other mutations, 18, 19, 20, 21, that's about 70%. Not bad. 70% response rate of the afatinib. And the duration of response ranged from 7 to 11 months. The highest was, of course, in the other mutation category. And the lowest was in the exon 20 insertion, 7 months. And de novo T790M mutation, it's about 8 months. And the disease control rate was about 65% in both the groups. So patients who had T790M had some stable disease, didn't have a response. And the disease control rate is about 65%, even in the 790M mutation with afatinib, and exon 20 insertion is about 65%. The bottom line, other mutations did very well, as good as the sensitive mutations, not so good with T790M and exon 20 insertions with afatinib.
From a practical clinical perspective, would you start a TKI on a patient like that upfront?
I wouldn't. Those patients generally do not respond. There may be one three-base pair insertion that does respond, but in the main, I would not see a response if you treated a patient with exon 20 insertion.